Students have moved front and center in a number of public policy debates over the past several months, including gun safety and school funding. But despite this interest, a new report finds nationwide less than 30% of high school students volunteered between 2012 and 2015. That number is even lower among college students. With me to explain the numbers is Nathan Dietz, an associate research scholar with the Do Good Institute in the University of Maryland's School of Public Policy, which conducted the research. And Nathan, what were you trying to get at with the data you collected?
What we saw nationwide is that adults really rose to the president's challenge after September 11th, and the volunteer rate rose by a measurable amount in 2003 and stayed very high for a couple years. And then it dropped off in 2006 and never really rose to those levels again. So we were interested in finding out, first of all, whether or not those same patterns held for high school students and college students. But we were also interested in just trying to figure out, at least to start figuring out, why those changes happened. So the report is really about that. The other factor, the other part of the puzzle that we're looking at, is that when you're looking at high school students and college students, even though the volunteering rate hasn't changed very much, the hunger to make a difference in your community, to help people who are in need, has always been strong among entering college students, but it's been rising and rising over the last 10 years. It's become much more prominent in people's objectives. And we were interested in finding out why that hasn't translated into volunteering.
Do you have a sense as to why that is? Why this population of people who seem really engaged and interested in public policy and in sort of social issues, why they're not sort of taking that next step?
I think part of it is just the constraints that high school students and college students have to live within. High school students are living at home primarily. Their volunteer opportunities are, in a lot of cases, dictated by their parents and what their parents are interested in promoting and helping them find. College students are in a totally different world. College is about getting your education, but it's also about learning to live as an adult. And there's just a lot that college-age students, or college students in particular, have to do to figure out the way in which they're going to be adults. So they've got a lot of competing priorities, and volunteering, I think, sometimes drops off. Volunteer rates are lower generally among college students than they are among high school students. The other thing I think that really drives volunteering is that there needs to be an opportunity. An organization needs to provide a useful and attractive volunteering experience for young people especially, and a lot of organizations find that that's a challenge.
Are there ways to measure social engagement and social involvement other than volunteerism? I mean, is there a way for high school students or college students, for example, who have certain constraints, as you outlined, to become involved in the community other than volunteering with an organization?
Absolutely there are. I think that in the data that we're looking at, we're able to track activities in a couple different ways that you might call informal volunteering. One is working with people in your community to fix or improve something, just a neighborhood project or something that gets neighbors together to try to make a difference. The other is just attending public meetings where the issues of the day are discussed. And in both cases, according to our data, young people especially are less likely to take part in those activities, because I think the discussions and the planning and the activities in a lot of cases are driven by older people in the community.
I want to ask you about the rates that you found specifically in Arizona. And mm-hmm. What you found was basically that among high school students, the percentage of volunteers was lower than the national average, but among college students was higher than the national average, which is basically what you found overall in the U.S., but the numbers were a little reversed here. I'm wondering what that tells you, if anything, about what's happening specifically in Arizona.
Yeah, I took a look at the Arizona numbers for the first time in a while, and I think I've got a few leads on this question. One is that the nonprofit sector, and this is all relative, but the nonprofit sector in Arizona is, I think, less vibrant and less pervasive than it is in other states. Arizona ranks 49th in both the prevalence of large nonprofits and small nonprofits, where you measure the size by revenues. The other thing that comes to mind is that volunteer rates for parents in Arizona, that is the parents of the high school students and college students, Arizona ranks 38th in that category. So because high school students are their volunteering habits are more driven by their parents, then that probably has more of an impact on why high school student volunteering is less common in Arizona than in other places. It's really encouraging, though, to see the ranking for college student volunteering. Like you said, Arizona's in the top half. It just misses being in the top 20. But the difference, again, is just a family influences, which are maybe less strong in Arizona than they are in other places, and opportunities to serve.
Yeah, it sounds like this goes back to your earlier point about there being opportunities and those opportunities being readily accessible for people to go and spend their time volunteering.
I think generally speaking, that's the biggest part of why we see volunteer rates aren't higher, at least when you're talking about formal volunteering the way that we are.
All right. That's Nathan Dietz with the Do Good Institute at the University of Maryland. Nathan, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. I enjoyed it.